Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah? Hi, Sarah. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good to hear that. Sarah, I have just received a concern from your project manager that you're not looking forward to continue with the project. So I just wanted to hear out all of your concerns, see what I can do for you. So please go ahead.
Oh, well, I just don't want to continue. I have been told false things, and somebody was supposed to call me at 3 o'clock, but I thought it was supposed to be my writer. I've never spoken to a writer, and I've never spoken to a writer. So, I mean, I feel like I'm being led on, and I think you guys are fake. I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay, I completely understand where you're coming from, Sarah. Have you already submitted the brief forms and the manuscript yet?
Yes.
You've sent it in to us?
Yes. And I've
Okay.
talked to somebody and they open the phone conversation just like you. What can I do to help? You don't ask me, you tell me what you're going to do to direct me to do things. I'm
Absolutely.
not the right, I'm not the guy. I paid $2,200 for you guys to tell me how it's done.
Of
I'm
course.
not going to tell you. Okay, well, I don't want to do it. Honestly, I just do not feel comfortable. I do feel like you guys are deceptive, and I just don't want to continue.
Okay, usually what happens, Sarah, let me just explain to you a couple of things for you to understand where we are coming from. See, our writers, they are being paid to write. Okay, so what they do is that they maximize their shift timings or the scheduled hours for the writing part only. Now,
Well,
imagine
that's a
this.
lie
If
then, because I was told that I would speak directly to the writer, the head
yes,
writer,
of course you
and that the
will.
head writer would have, well, this has been weeks now. If that's true, I mean, come on, how many channels do I have to go through? The second phone call I made, I was promised that the next phone call I would be talking to the head writer. And no, I got a project manager. And then I get Josh Baker back. And now I've got you. And Josh Baker told me just the other day that I would be getting a call from the writer. Now, if I spend $2,200 with you guys,
Okay.
that's enough to say that I get time.
Of course, of course. I completely understand where you're coming from,
I'm
Sarah.
sorry. I'm
It
sorry.
has been.
Just bail
Go
me
ahead.
out here. That's all I
Okay.
want to do. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I understand, Sarah, but there are some things that we can figure out. I believe this is merely due to a miscommunication. Now, you told me we will address one thing at a time, okay? Now, you told me that you've sent in all the requirements. Let me just pull them up and see what we have here, okay? Stay on the line with me, Sarah.
I just want to get out. I don't want to do it again. I want my money back. Period. Period.
Thank you very much for being online, Sarah. I see that you have indeed submitted everything here, and I'm so sorry for the miscommunication. Usually what happens, Sarah, is that once a customer places an order with us, primarily we do not connect the writers directly to the customers. Let me give you the reason why. As I told you, that productive hours for a writer or an editor is for them to work on the book rather than handling the communication. For example, if I connect you directly with a writer and solely the writer, no project manager at all in the middle, what's going to happen is that sometimes there will be delays in terms of communication because they'll be too busy writing stuff and focusing on the research and development section as well. Now, it's not just an individual writer we are talking about, Sarah. It's a team of four editors and writers. It's a mix and match of all these four people. I understand you feel skeptical. I understand that you've not gotten any positive feelings so far because of the miscommunication. The reason why the case was forwarded to me and the reason why I'm calling you is because you were asking for a refund. Now, once you ask for a refund, it goes to the compliance department, which is me in your case. Are you there?
That's obviously several stories that have been mistold to me. I was told I would talk to the writer from the beginning, and then Doc said I was going to talk to the writer, and then I get to a project guy who asks me how I can help you, who's not even looked at my application or my forms. He hasn't even looked at it.
Okay. All right.
No.
Sarah?
No. There's no compliance. There's nothing you can do to make me believe in you people anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you for a lot of things, Sarah. It's not even about the money. I can go ahead and issue an immediate refund. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that we have gotten off on a wrong foot. All I need from you is 10 minutes, and then I'm going to get you the assigned writer over the phone today itself. If it doesn't make sense to you, we'll call it quits, and we'll go our own way. Just allow
me. I'm not bargaining.
I'm sorry?
I'm not bargaining. I'm not making any deals. I'm already there. I've left a bad taste in my mouth 3 times. I've been lied to. And then the phone calls don't even come in at the right time.
Lied to? What
I mean,
do you
nothing,
mean by
nothing
that? Who lied to you?
What?
Who lied to you and about what? I would really be concerned.
The first guy told me, Ryan first said that I would be working directly with the lead writer, that I would be discussing my project with a lead writer. Josh said, the last time I talked to him, that yes, we will have the writer reach out to you. I have yet to talk to them. He sends me to a project manager. Today, you were not the one that was supposed to be calling me. He told me that he would have the writer call me today. No,
he already has the writer aligned. I'm sure Josh must have told you that your writer does a graveyard shift. He has the writer aligned. I called in because of the refund situation. If I knew that you were ready to speak to the writer directly, I would have asked them to call you directly. The only reason why I'm calling you, it's because you have a concern. You were escalated. I didn't want the writer to deal with that escalation. You understand where I'm coming from? Just give me 10 minutes. The writer is available here. I'm going to put them over the phone.
I thought he worked on a grave shift. You just said he worked a grave shift.
I'm sorry?
You just said he worked a grave. You just told me that the writer works a grave shift.
Yes, but
so
Josh
well,
had
then
the writer.
You got him right there. How is he there now if he only works grave shift?
Because Josh already had this aligned, according to your last discussion. You just told me that you had
well,
this discussion
with
Josh.
Well, he never called me. Yes, I had to email him this morning and said, where's my phone call today? He didn't even have it in his works yet. You guys you're catching up all the time. You're just, sorry. I want to.
Sarah, it's just about a call, and
$2,200, and I want my money back, period.
Okay, Sarah, how about this? You take your $2,200 and then give us a chance. Does that sound fair to you? I think it's all about the money that's making you skeptical, right? So if I give you your money back, would you give me another chance?
How's that look? I mean, because you say you'll give me my money back, but then it'll take days to get, you'll say, okay, I got your money back, but then it doesn't really come back, and then you give me a chance. No, I want to see money back, and then I'll give you a chance. How's that?
Sarah, let me explain to you a few things. I understand that you feel that I'm here to steal your money or something like that, or I'm a huge scammer. I'm sitting here for the entire day and scamming people or something like that. I understand that, but I'm not taking any offense. Let me explain how that works to you. The amount that will be refunded from our end will go through from a merchant to your bank account via the original payment method, in other words. So once we process the refund, it takes about 5 to 7 working days for it to reflect back into your account according to your bank policies. Some of them take 5 days, some of them reflect immediately. Some of the banks, like Chase Bank, it takes like 2 to 3 working days. So it all completely depends on the policy that your bank has. However, we'll send you a confirmation that the refund has been initiated. Meanwhile, I'm going to connect you with the writer that is available today waiting for your call, and you talk to him, you provide him the information. While the refund is being transferred to you, while it's in the process, we can send you an initial draft. If it doesn't make sense to you, you can keep your money. If it makes sense to you, you can repay the amount. Fair deal? Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, does
I've
that sound
right
to you?
I've just seen a lot of scams.
I'm sorry?
Just a lot. So you're going to go ahead and initiate my refund now.
Yes, and send you the confirmation as well. That way you know that we're not keeping your money.
Okay.
Okay, and in about 10 to 15 minutes, I'm going to connect you with the writer because they've come in today, during the day, to speak with you. And I just happened to call you before that because we had a concern. See, you cannot talk about the money and the refund concerns or the compliance concerns with the writer. Everybody has a specific job description, right? You understand that part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I am basically a representative who handles and manages concerns. That's the reason why I came over the phone to you. I apologize to you if that made you feel otherwise. I just wanted to make sure that you are in your comfort zone. By the way, Sarah, I believe you've been scammed before a lot of times, correct?
Yeah.
That's the reason why you're a skeptic. Okay, that makes total sense, Sarah. If I was in your place, I would have felt exactly the same. All I'm trying to do here is to provide you the comfort zone that you deserve. And to be very honest, Sarah, it's not about the amount. It's not about a one-time amount that another pays to us. Of course, it is of great value. But then again, for people like us doing business in this industry, we prefer having long-term clients. And trust me, as I speak, this is my bread and butter, Sarah. I'm not going to come over the phone and lie to you like that. I have clients that are working with me from the past 5 to 7 years. So they go way back. And that is the kind of business we are looking to get for our customers. Longer run, bigger vision, bigger picture. That's what we focus on. That's where our profits lie. It's not a one-time amount that we focus on. And to be very honest, Sarah, if we were scamming you, I wouldn't be coming over this phone and addressing your concerns. In fact, a matter of fact is that if you had paid the amount, we would have just disappeared from that day one, because that happened to me, Sarah. I placed an order with a company online, and they disappeared overnight. They took the amount and they disappeared. I had to go through other means to get to them. They wouldn't answer their calls. They wouldn't get back to me. They wouldn't email me. The business, the official business line, was closed down. It didn't exist. That is what a legit scammer is. So if somebody's trying to make it up to you, Sarah, they won't be scamming you. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. It's like me doing harm to you, and then I keep coming back to you. For what reason? I don't have any other reason to do that. So I understand where you're coming from, and you do not need to worry about anything. Now tell me something. Should we have the, let's just go ahead and have the writer over the phone. I will personally be connected to the project as well. I won't leave you alone, Sarah, until and unless I know that you are good to go, if we go the other route, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah, for your time. I truly appreciate you giving me this time and this opportunity to talk to you, and I shall get back to you in 15 to 20 minutes and connect you with the head of the writing team. That sounds good?
Okay.
I will also send out an email to you once I have received the confirmation from the finance department that the refund has been initiated. Okay?
All right. That's what I want to see. Okay.
Perfect. I'm so sorry once again, Sarah. It was all due to a miscommunication, misunderstanding whatsoever, but I understand the impression that you get. Know this, that I'm speaking from my heart, and nobody wishes to harm you here. Okay? You're not going to lose anything. It's going to be a win-win for you. Either you're going to get your 100% money back, or you're going to get an amazing masterpiece that you're going to launch under your name. You hear me?
Yeah.
Good.
I hear you.
Good. Thank you so much, Sarah, for your time once again. I'll call you back in 15 to 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you once again. Take care. Bye-bye.